It's time for a Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Debbie Pappas. She is with Second Chance Wildlife and Rehabilitation. We're going to have a call to action, right, Debbie?
Yes.
Looking for people to go out and volunteer and, you know, talk about some of the other things that are going on right now with wildlife in our area. You know, Second Chance Wildlife does a lot of great things, and they are one of the only ones in our area that deals with this kind of thing. So, Debbie, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're very welcome, Dave. Thank you.
Let's let people know what Second Chance Wildlife does.
So we do a lot of work with injured, orphaned, and sick wildlife, mostly injured. Probably 90% of our patients are injured. In the spring, it kind of changes, but we do the work that people think the DWR does. And DWR helps get them to us, but they do not help injured, sick, or orphaned animals. That's what a wildlife rehabilitator's job is.
And you were saying that if they spot an animal or see an animal, the DWR, you're who they call.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so, you know, a lot of times, especially when, you know, hours have gone by and something's laying out there injured, you know, getting a third wheel involved may seem like the correct thing to do, but a lot of times it's actually causing problems because we can usually respond faster than the division.
Okay, so let's talk about one of something that you're seeing a lot of recently. We were just talking about that, and it's gunshots.
Gunshots, yeah. We see that all throughout the year. Certain times of the year, it's bad, and we're in the bad part of the year. I'm not really sure why it is that way, but it's traditionally the whole entire time I've been doing this, we see gunshots, and it's steel shot, which I know what that means as far as duck hunting and stuff, but it's also lead shot, and so. And we're dealing with protected species, you know, they're shooting at eagles and hawks and owls, and people know they're protected, and the reason for that is, well, there is no reason, it's just unbelievable, and that's why, you know, every time this happens, we have to get law enforcement involved in it.
And it's never a good thing, but you guys find these birds, you go pick them up. You bring them back to health if they can be rehabilitated. And then my favorite thing when I go to your Facebook page is when I watch you guys go out and release these animals.
That's
it is
favorite.
So cool
yep.
to
yep.
see you go out and release an eagle
yep.
or a hawk or something like that. It's great. And those kinds of things can't be done unless you have volunteers, right?
Absolutely. I mean, one or two people cannot. I mean, we're a hospital. Think about it. So imagine walking into a human hospital and having one person do the surgery, check you in, feed you, clean. I mean, it cannot be done. And also go get the patients. So we need help. It's been difficult to find help that will stick through this. It's a huge commitment. And it can be very emotional work, and we know that. That's why there's only a handful of us. It's heartbreaking a lot of the time, so we have to focus on those releases.
And you're saying, and for volunteers, you'll take, if people can come down, you're really looking for people that have trades or can do mm-hmm. handiwork and things like that, like electricians and people that know how to pour concrete, because you're forever expanding out there.
Yes. So, I mean, you know, there's so much involved with having a rehabilitation facility. It's not all handling the animals. It's not all dealing with medical issues. We have a facility that has to be continually updated, repaired. We have work to be done. There's that aspect as well. There's computer work that we need help with. There's paperwork that we need help with. I mean, we are federally and state licensed, and the hurdles we have to go through paperwork-wise are just unbelievable. So, you know, people may think, oh, I don't want to, you know, there's something you can help with, believe me.
Just so, you know, we can find something for you to do down there.
Yes, yes.
There's always something to do. So if people are sitting at home and they say, hey, you know, I know how to do that, or that sounds like something interesting to me, how do they get in touch with you?
So they can call me on my cell phone, which is 435-650-3441. And if they can't remember, just call the Division of Wildlife here in Price and say, hey, I'm trying to get a hold of that wildlife lady. And of course, they know me.
You're the wildlife lady.
Yeah, I'm the wildlife lady.
All right. Debbie, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so much for what you do for wildlife in this area. We really appreciate you taking out the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.